Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930. The answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and, of course, our bulk mail haulers, hauling mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, thanks to Phoenix and his group. And, of course, Tom, Suicide Jockey, hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America. It's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. It's called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And we're also on MeWe, Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, and we're on the Instagram with the handle Captain's America. That's Captain at an S in the middle, all lowercase America. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Simply the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. All right, back to the phone lines, and Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have a caller on the line. He's been waiting patiently. I'm going to go right to him. It's Mel in Saratoga Springs. So, Mel, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Denise. Good morning, Captain. You have two never-Trumpers, one being David Brooks of the New York Times, columnist there, and another columnist from the New York Post, Washington Post, George Wills. And they both state that subsequent of this illegal raid on President Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago, that they just handed him the re-election of 2024. So they are. I mean, this Merrick Garland, the weasel, rat piece of crap, and the rest of those people in the FBI involved in this, that, you know, this is what our country has turned into, just a communist, socialist, Marxist, Stalinist, Stasi type of, organization that they run. So, but that's just, you know, something that I thought was very evident, that it didn't take those people like that at that caliber to make that decision. Well, not decision, but that feeling that, yeah, they just handed President Trump, who was a patriot of this country, and the re-election of 2024. So that's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. And I don't disagree with anything that he said there. I will say this. They are definitely going through trying to weed out anybody that won't go through with their wokeness approach, if you will, whether it's the FBI, the CIA, the military, the fire department now. I've been hearing about some things in the fire department, but they're barking up the wrong tree in some of these circles. They better be real careful. And this is going on in the blue cities, pretty much.
It's important to understand where this Department of Justice is going, and it's going way beyond January the 6th. But January the 6th tells you that they are being as aggressive as they can possibly be with people. Now, you have to look at how many people that were inside of the Trump administration or the Trump orbit have been challenged, legally challenged by this Department of Justice. And that includes most recently is yesterday, Rudy Giuliani, who is, they have declared is the subject or target of an investigation on the Georgia elections because he questioned the Georgia elections. Well,
correct.
Ladies and gentlemen, Stacey Abrams has been doing that since she is not governor.
Yep.
So, but she hasn't been arrested and haven't seized her cell phone. But they're also, you know, going after several people in Pennsylvania, in the legislature and in congresspeople there, including, forget his name, the congressman or whatever, took a cell phone.
Perry.
Scott Perry, thank
yeah.
you.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, Tucker Carlson made a very compelling presentation last night. I don't know if any of you got to see it. If you didn't, then I would go over to YouTube and see if you can grab it, because it was really a concise, accurate depiction of what is happening here. And when Trump said, they're not just coming after me, they're coming after you, no truer words have been spoken. Now, if you add in the notion that Garland called parents of school-age children terrorists,
mm-hmm.
He didn't do anything to the people that were protesting illegally, I might add, and breaking the law against Supreme Court judges. We haven't done anything about Hillary Clinton. We haven't done anything yet about Hunter Biden, although the Hunter Biden thing is not really in Garland's domain. That's done by a prosecutor in Delaware.
Right.
So it's terrifying where we are.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And I got a comment here. Well, Fred, we're going to mention your comment here when we come back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch, Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All right, thanks very much, Jeff in Sarasota. By the way, you'll probably see him today at Mission Barbecue on West Waters. Now, Geico brings you this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, and they've been saving people money for over 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring well over 25 million drivers. Now, that being said, keep in mind that your local Geico office or the Geico website, geico.com, geico.com, can give you a price quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can handle all that. But here's where you'll save some money. Bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance with your car or your truck, and your premium will go down drastically, and you will be able to save some money. Best suggestion I can give you today, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, .com. Check them out, see what they have to say, and save yourself some money along the way. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we have a caller on the line. I think I know who this is. All right, Ian, what's going on?
Yeah, it's Ian in Clearwater. You hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Thanks for taking my call. I just got a few comments, and I'll go away. This kind of pertains to what you all are talking about. The 87,000 IRS agents they're going to hire, you think? Who do you think they're going to use them against?
I know
they're
going to
use them against.
I know.
They're hiring their own private army, dude.
Yep.
And they're going to go after us, okay?
But see, the majority, and here's the thing. Factually, in the past, the majority of the people they've audited have been the people that make less than $75,000 a year, over half.
They have to go over the lower classes and the middle classes,
yep,
because even though we make less money, there's more of us, so they can shake us down for more. It's nothing but a private army that they're hiring. It's going to work for them, and they get the added bonus of breaking their political opposition, which leads to my next point.
Okay, keep going.
This thing with the electives thing, you guys are talking about, they're going after Giuliani, Ed Hell, everybody else.
Yep.
This, in my opinion, is to set up the precedent, the predicate, because they're getting ready, they're affixing, how we say down south, they're fixing to get ready to steal the midterms. All you Republicans going around, oh, they're going to be a red wave, they're going to be a red wave. They're going to steal. There's not going to be no red wave. They're going to steal. So this is the predicate to get it together right here. And one last thing, I know you guys aren't going to like this, but I don't say it anyway. I don't care about Iran, Russia, China, North Korea. Yeah, they're threats, no doubt about it, okay? Then we have to watch them and be careful. You know where the main threat's coming from against us? Washington, D.C. Thanks,
sure.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, what do you think, Denise?
I can't argue with any of that.
No, no. And, of course, you know, when it comes to...
You know, I was actually thinking about how many Democrats have gotten off. You know, we obviously know about the Hillary Clinton thing. But you know what? Let's go all the way back to Ted Kennedy.
Sure.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we haven't had, you know, this whole nobody's above the law nonsense working yet. How many people have come across that southern border that are now above the law? Let's, you know, millions? I mean, shall we start there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nancy Pelosi and insider trading, shall we start there?
Okay, let's take one more call here, get it in real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain. This is James from Clearwater.
Yeah.
Real quick, you may remember not too long ago, there was a massive purchase of ammunition by the government for the IRA.
I know. They bought a huge amount of ammunition. Mm-hmm.
So much so that it caused a run on the industry. And if you remember, two administrations back, that there was somebody saying that we have to have another army as large and as well as quick as our regular army. This may be it.
Well, that was Obama. He proposed that, too, with his, what, brown shirts? Or whatever he called them.
And don't you think this all ties in together?
Of course. Of course. They're, again, I'm not surprised at anything what we're seeing right now. I wish I wasn't, but I'm not. Okay, James.
Well, hope to see you this afternoon.
All right, thank you. All right, go ahead, Denise.
Well, you know, I would also look at the jurisdiction of the Park Service, because every one of them is generally has either they're armed or they have access to arms.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've got parks everywhere, so it's kind of like those are, I see it as kind of their camps, but... Then, you know, we have to, you know, look at FEMA. You know, I wouldn't be beginning and starting and stopping on the IRS, personally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we heard from Fred down in Fort Lauderdale. He said, according to former Judge Andrew Napolitano, if the FBI and the AG can find secret documents, no matter classified or not, those are the province of the government and not a private citizen like Trump. I think he's in trouble. All they need is a grand jury to issue an indictment, then to find a Democratic prosecutor.
Hold on. I'm just here to tell you that for Trump to have access to any kind of nuclear documents is really kind of ridiculous.
That's right.
Now, remember, that was a story that was planted by the Washington Post.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It was planted. I'm here to tell you that those kind of documents are just not floating around the Oval Office.
Nope.
Or any part of the White House. If those have... you know, SCI on them, that means that has to be done in a SCIF, which means it's done in the White House Situation Room.
Yep.
You're not going to get those documents out of the White House Situation Room, okay? So this whole notion about nuclear documents is simply outrageous. People need to understand how that works and doesn't work,
mm-hmm.
especially the nuclear codes. I even see people saying he's got access to the nuclear codes.
No, oh no.
No, he doesn't.
No. Nope.
That's not how that works either.
Nope.
Nuclear codes get changed very often, especially mm-hmm. when there's a change in power in the White House.
Yep.
So we don't have nuclear codes either. Now, the General Accounting Office collaborates with the National Archives, and there is work that's done virtually every single day in a White House with a team of people that are the watchers over documents
mm-hmm.
coming and going in a White House. And Trump's people, including Trump, were always compliant and easy to comply, easy to deal with. That comes from our little snot-nosed person that's no longer at the National Archives. He said that personally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, Trump didn't pack up the boxes.
Nope.
It doesn't work that way either. Trump doesn't have a whole bunch of, you know, stacks and stacks and stacks of documents sitting in the Oval Office and goes over and says to GAO, pack that, and that. It doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely doesn't work that way. And they packed the boxes. Trump didn't. And Trump's people didn't.
Right.
Government people did.
Right.
Shit.
Yeah, they're trying to, again, they're desperate. They know their butts are about to be handed to them. And yes, they're going to try to cheat. But does anybody other than me not know that some of the rules that they changed at the last minute in 2020, in some cases, have been changed back to what they originally were? Does somebody not know that?
Well, I don't know what you're referring to.
They changed the election laws in some of these states.
They who?
They in the states. Michigan was one of them. Wisconsin was another one. I believe I'm probably going to get this wrong. I was thinking Minnesota might not have been Minnesota, but they changed. Oh, Pennsylvania was the other one in terms of how long they had to count the ballots and all that sort of stuff. How long they were going to accept them?
Look, I don't care about. I care about the next, going into the next one, and you know we need to watch very carefully what's happening with these drop boxes.
Mm-hmm.
We also need to see who in. You know, who in fact is being allowed to be poll watchers and all that kind of nonsense. So,
yep.
We're still not in a better place, as I see it.
We are getting better because they're constantly doing things. And by the way, they've got, I can't tell you how many poll watchers are signed up for this state. But then again, we're the leaders in the pack, so we might as well be. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Stay out of trouble. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be coming right back.
Listen to radio program in the overnights, The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
China announced more military drills around Taiwan as leaders of the self-governing island met with a new congressional delegation from the U.S. Beijing is accusing Washington of encouraging the island's independence through the sale of weapons and engagement between American politicians and the island's government. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was the highest level member of the U.S. government to visit Taipei in 25 years. She visited the island a couple of weeks ago. The Justice Department is opposing the release of the affidavit justifying the search warrant on former President Trump's Florida estate, saying that doing so would harm its ongoing criminal investigation. Several media outlets are asking that the affidavit be unsealed, along with other documents related to the search warrant. The warrant itself was released on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy can be found by going to the web and putting in NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Put that in your browser and you'll come up with a website for National Aviation. In the meantime, here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Let me ask you a question, guys and gals. Are you in a dead-end job going nowhere with no hope for extra vacation time or a pay raise or maybe getting a little bit more responsibility along the line, something like that? The big thing these days, of course, is money. Well, your money is controlled by you and the amount of work that you do. Now, think about this for a second. Aviation maintenance technicians are in high demand all around the world. Now, if you get a job with an American-based company and they send you overseas, just for an example, then what's going to happen is you're going to wind up with probably a six-figure salary, and that'll give you a surprise
that you probably haven't seen in a number of years. Now, all you got to do to check this out to begin with is go to the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. naa.edu. Go over there, check it out, and then go to one of their campuses, either Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts. Clearwater's right here across the bay from me. And Concord, Mass. Is just outside the city limits of Boston. But give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of their campus. Now, you can take a tour of both campuses if you want to. Both campuses. Not just one, but both of them. And I'd strongly recommend that you do that so you can see which one you might want to go to, because each one's a little different. So that's naa.edu, naa.edu, campus in Clearwater, Florida, campus in Concord, Massachusetts. And the phone number to call, 800-659-2080. Now, we have found out, an article posted in the Military Times, that thousands of Afghan security personnel, including special forces, troops, likely fled to Iran with U.S. equipment and military knowledge as their country fell to the Taliban insurgents last year, according to a brand new report released by House Republican leaders on Monday. Now, this is interesting. As if we didn't have enough trouble with Iran, they now have more of our equipment, similar to the Taliban in Afghanistan. They now have more of our equipment that they can examine. Plus, they have people that are willing to tell them, probably to save their lives, about what they know about American intelligence and the military prowess and whatnot. Not good. Not good. By the way, from the Marine Corps, Marine Corps aviation investigators have determined that a fatal March 18th MV-22B Osprey crash near Bodø in Norway that killed four Marines was pilot error. What a shame. I hate to hear that. Whenever I hear that, it just rubs me the wrong way, but that it was pilot error. And a report reveals holes in the DOD law enforcement active shooter response now. An evaluation of the Department of Defense and its law enforcement organizations has revealed the lack of an active shooter response and training standard, which will be dealt with immediately to bring up the standards. Wow. Nothing like telling the bad guys that you're not ready for them. Now, the gunman who targeted the FBI office, who was killed, was a Navy and an Army National Guard veteran. Ricky Schiffer served in the Navy and the Florida Army National Guard, according to military reports. And he's the one that took a shot at the FBI building and then took off and got into a gunfight in the field and all that sort of stuff and wound up dying. That was last week. Now, the family and supporters of Marine veteran and journalist Austin Tice are asking President Joe Biden to do more to bring Tice home. He's currently, after 10 years, he's currently, they think, in Iran. But they're not sure. And hopefully they'll be able to do something to help out. Biden, I'm not too sure about, but somebody will be able to do something. By the way, the squad from Victory Corps lived up to its name last week, crowned as champions of the U.S. Army Europe and Africa's first best squad competition held at the training area at Gouvernoir. Now, the V-Corps team is representing Europe in the best squad competition. We'll see how that works out. And the U.S., Indonesia, and Australia are holding military drills amid Chinese concerns. Soldiers from the U.S., Indonesia, and Australia joined a live-fire drill as part of an annual joint combat exercise on Sumatra Island amidst the growing Chinese maritime activity in the Indo-Pacific region. And there's plenty of it. The U.S. is going to send another 260 soldiers to Europe. They're going to be there to support other soldiers that are there. Russia's war in the Ukraine enters its seventh month, and we're rotating troops in and out. U.S.'s allies also are most vulnerable to Russian press for more troops and weapons. About 100,000 U.S. troops are currently deployed across Europe, with a growing center of gravity in the east. But for those on Russia's doorstep, it's not yet enough. They're talking about adding another 100,000. Now, a foreman at the nuclear power complex in Ukraine was just killed when a shell hit his house. Now, citizens have sought to leave the town as a result because the shelling near the nuclear site has got everybody upset, as well it should be, and on pins and needles, so they're leaving the area temporarily. And the Washington Post, by the way, we just talked about them a couple of minutes ago, the Washington Post analyzed videos, spoke to witnesses, and consulted experts, confirming that at least six explosions rocked the airbase in Crimea in a span of almost an hour. And that was the Ukraine going after the Crimean airbase. By the way, Ukraine, according to the Wall Street Journal, President Vladimir Zelensky has urged tougher sanctions against Moscow after a recent shelling in the vicinity of the Russian-occupied facility, which prompted warnings of a nuclear accident. Very scary situation. They start messing with the nuclear stuff. All righty. We will be back with more. And Chris Markowski.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Captain's America,
the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I will take it right away. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Anchor. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And, of course, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. The MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. And, boy, does that feel good. Oh, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Plus, they have the You Serve, You Save program for active military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next door to Moss Nissan. So they're side-by-side, Moss Nissan, Moss Acura. And you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. When you do, tell them the captain sent you. And remember, they get customers from all over the United States. And we thank you for coming to see them. A lot of people aren't able to get those discounted prices because of the You Save, You Serve. But you get them here. You get them here. All right. Well, Mr. Murkowski is
supposedly over the Atlantic Ocean, and he was going to try to call me from the airplane, thought he was going to be able to, but that obviously is not happening now, is it? So we'll go right ahead, and if he calls, we'll get into it. Otherwise, we'll keep going. Now, after four straight weeks of gains for the stock market, it's time to admit that Jerome Powell is the one that has the problem. Investors appear to be convinced that the Federal Reserve is not really going to tighten monetary policy until it gets inflation down to its 2% target. So the market is not pricing in a deep recession or for a long recession, but a mild downward dip that will reverse once the Feds back off the tightening. Now, investors bidding up stocks don't think that they're fighting for the Fed. They think that they're correctly anticipating a loser monetary policy sometime later this year. And you don't have to take our word for it. The former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York announced this on the CNBC Squawk Box program early Monday morning, exactly what I just told you. Now, the problem here is that the market doesn't believe Powell when he says he wants to get inflation back down to 2%. They think basically that if inflation is 3% in the middle of next year and the economy is soft, the Fed will relent. And they believe that Powell means what he says, but it's going to take time for the market to understand that. Now, a big question people have been asking is whether or not we have finally hit peak inflation. Bank of America's analysts point out that in the inflationary periods, going back to 1915, 9.1% is the average peak for year-over-year inflation. We hit that in June, so it may not be too far off to say we hit the peak. And on the other hand, the average duration for a period of rising inflation is 3.6 years, according to the Bank of America data set. Now, we're just over 2 years into it. By the bank's calculations, which argues that inflation might have a way to go before it peaks. We'll see. We'll see. And in any case, we think too much was made of the weaker-than-expected report on a consumer price index in the first place, with a year-after-year CPI dropping 53 basis points. Now, secondly, there was a largely driven by the decline in gasoline prices. Third, food prices are still rising at the fastest pace in decades, putting up pressure on inflation expectations. And finally, 1 month's data is not a trend. 1 month's data is not a trend. All right, let's go to the phone lines for a second here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. This is Eric in Houston.
Secret Agent 009.
There you go. Hey, don't tell my mom. I'm going to ruin my reputation.
I just did.
Hey. Yeah, right on. Hey, sir, real quick, guy. You mentioned in the military news segment, military veterans news segment, regarding Ukraine and the foreman or the head engineer, if you will, of the nuclear facility. I can't even pronounce the nuclear facility's name there in Ukraine.
Yeah, I can't either. That's why I didn't say it.
It's all Greek to me. Hey, it's one of the largest, not the largest nuclear power.
It's the largest one in Europe. Yep.
Mm-hmm. On the continent, right? Okay. Yep. So you got all. You know, the Russians are all hunkered down in there, reportedly, and this, that, and the other, and there's shelling going on, and all of a sudden there's an errant shell that just happens to hit the foreman's home, which kills him. I'm calling Bravo Sierra that Russia did.
Oh, it was intentional. It had to be, Eric. It had to be.
Someone had to target. Why would they do that if he's the dude keeping the thing running, that's keeping the power generating, I think it's at 20% or 30% of its capacity right now because of other issues going on, unrelated directly to, the conflict. I'm just going to keep it general like that. Someone needs to release the aerial, the satellite, the ISR, intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance, overflight photos. photos of where these alleged Russian troops are that are allegedly bombarding this facility in the surrounding area. I'm saying the Ukrainians are doing it. They're inching closer because they can release the ISR information regarding what happened in Crimea on some airfield, but somehow all the ISR data and information has just never been produced around this facility. Now, they may have some prior to it early on, but there's none that's been released early on, lately regarding this stuff. So I'm saying there's a definite information influence operation going on. I think Zelensky is a definite puppet of the West and the United States in general, whether people like him or not. I'm just going to, that's like an objective assessment here. Our government, our tax money, is basically keeping the Ukrainian government paying its own.
How did Zelensky get into power to begin with?
Zelensky was voted in as a servant of the People Party, which was founded by one of his benefactors in the arts and entertainment industry in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. He had massive support from Facebook, the Zuckerbergs, Google, all sorts of stuff that we've all been questioning here in the United States as far as how election results are getting and the information is being suppressed. He even personally thanked Mark Zuckerberg for helping him get elected. Now, he was elected to clean up the corruption in Ukraine. He was elected to get things back on the straight and narrow, and many people believed him until he started, how should I say, getting a taste of things from the West as far as investments in green energy, investments in green technologies, as insofar as, how should I say, keeping the eastern part of Ukraine in check. And he was using, and by several, all accounts, and this Radio Free Europe, Voice of America, the BBC, everybody's reported on this in the past regarding how the tactics were being used in eastern Ukraine by the Ukrainian government to suppress the ethnic Russians, to prevent them from speaking Russian, to prevent them from learning about anything of older, I'm just going to say ancient Ukrainian history, but older Ukrainian history of how Ukraine, it's you know, was the basic
breadbasket. So let's talk about eastern Ukraine for a minute. That's not under Ukraine's control, correct?
As of this moment, right, correct.
Right. And they have been making moves reportedly that they were going to try to take back the territory that Russia took from them and made into part of Crimea, right? I don't think they can do that, but I have been told that they're getting very good at using some of our long-range artillery and some of our missiles to where they can actually hit what they're aiming at almost every time.
Understood. I mean, there's a lot of stuff on the back channels going on, right? I mean, that's just warfare, right? 21st century, that's just what's going on. But it's interesting to know that there were reports in the past several months that Starlink systems invented in, Elon Musk company was actually helping keeping broadband and other internet services going, to even include assisting in some targeting targets of opportunity,
okay,
if you will.
Gotta go. Thank you, sir. All right. You just got cut off by the computer, by the way. Okay, folks, you're coming back. Retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, West Point graduate, going to be on next hour right after the news.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.